Coach, both teams start out slowly in 39-13 run over those last 10-plus minutes of the first half. And what was the difference in allowing them to get out to those big spurts, and what was the problem defensively?
Primarily during that time, we had a heck of a time matching up with Hannah Alexander. You know, it's funny is that tonight she did most of her work inside the paint from the block. You know, we had four films on Callie, and we watched four films, and in two of the films she was a post player, and in two of the films she was bringing the ball up as a point guard. And so I was concerned coming into the game because I knew that she's going to be a tough matchup for us, because she has the ability, she's a versatile player, she's a strong player, but she also handles it well. She shoots a three. If you put a guard on her, she's going to post. Late in the half, you know, we put a post on her, and she was out there, you know, playing in the perimeter. Now, right now, we didn't have anyone on our roster who I thought was a good matchup for her. And when you look at the final numbers, I mean, she was really the difference in the game. You know, they won by 29. She has 27.
And ironically, you did well against the Raven player who shoots so many threes.
Tonight was a microcosm of what our season, you know, defensively, particularly in the second half, a lot of late clock, you know, so you know you're guarding them for 26, 27 seconds. And then, you know, you give them an offensive rebound. Or, golly, two consecutive possessions, we foul with under 5 seconds on the clock, on the shot clock. Not only is that tough to overcome, it's demoralizing for your team. And outside of that 10-minute stretch, you know, we scored pretty well. I actually thought we scored okay in the back end of the first half. But, you know, you're down by 30 at halftime.